wait on the Lord. This is the example of faith, which we have seen from the prophet Habakkuk and in discussing what we learned from this very important prophet in the Old Testament. Now, as we've learned this lesson about faith, wait on the Lord, in the second part of chapter 2 in Habakkuk, following that example, he goes on to give some serious warnings about those who do not wait on the Lord. Those who consist that they must find some sort of answer, even if it doesn't come from God, and then look for other things. And so he gives the example of the person who's convinced that what will make life good for him is if he can just pile up more and more riches. And he will go to all extent to gain hope for himself or enjoyment for himself, I should say, based on the more stuff that he can have, even to the point of borrowing. And then what happens? Soon his creditors come and his reputation is ruined and he's ridiculed by others in life because things have not gone well. Or there is the individual who believes that partying and drinking and the use of alcohol, this will lead to great life. And it becomes self-destructive. The point that Habakkuk makes for us is that there are many different ways, and we need to be warned about them, that we can find some answer to life, but it becomes self-destructive. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy, which he acknowledges that whether it is someone who going after riches or someone who is convinced that the way to enjoy life is to just party and party, or someone who is even interested in all kinds of different views and ideas about theology, about God's purpose in life and so on, but really doesn't go to the scriptures. Paul tells us that there will be plenty, more than plenty, of avenues and opportunities to find the things that we think we're looking for. That's not what Habakkuk did. Habakkuk said, I don't understand what you're doing, God, but I trust. And that's the picture of faith. Because he knew that the only right answer was the one that came from God's word. And that's again what Paul said to Timothy. When you struggle with people like that in your church, he said, just preach the word. That's the answer and remains the answer. And so as we've learned about faith, it's important to also recognize the opposite of faith. It will not be the answer. It will lead to destruction. Trust in the Lord and wait upon him.